Alexis Woodson on the right wing. Now Armstrong up top, has a one-on-one, trying to get pie. Pass to the baseline. Hornung, 15-footer, too much. Gators slowing down their offense in the final minute. They lead by 8 thanks to the scoring from Alvarado. Seven seconds to shoot from the Gators. Long three. Bricks off the block. Patterson will recover the rebound. Patterson, another three. Looks good, is good. Jaden Patterson from downtown. Two made threes. Stanislaw down by 5. Patterson able to connect on what could be their final shot of the first quarter. 7 seconds to shoot and the end of the quarter. Hornung cuts off the baseline. Has to fly it up. Doesn't go. Woodson grabs the board and lets the clock tick down for the final second. Warriors have brought it back within 5 after being down 8 for the most of the first quarter. Second quarter up next.
For years, Price Ford of Turlock has been the gold standard of service and selection in the Central Valley for America's most trusted brand. Visit Price Ford at 5200 North Golden State Boulevard in Turlock and discover your new favorite vehicle among a top-tier selection featuring the dynamic F-150, the eco-conscious Mustang Mach-E, the sporty Ford Explorer ST. Don't forget about the rugged Bronco and Bronco Sport models. You can also check out their entire inventory online at priceFordOfTurlock.com or give their sales staff a call at 209-669-5200. Price Ford of Turlock, where service and selection are second to none.
San Francisco State Gators on the season have been to the free throw line 169 times. They made 111 of their attempts for 65% from the line. And what's even crazier is that that's Stanislaw, 111 attempts of 169, and they have allowed 190 free throw attempts. But San Francisco State, through 5 games, have only attempted 114 free throws, and 40 of those came in the game against Cal State Monterey Bay. And in this game today, from the free throw line, San Francisco State, 8 for 8, and that could be the difference in the lead. Of course, maybe you give up 4 and a quarter, but giving up 8, that's the lead. Gators, baseline. Hornung cuts him off. Ball's loose. Pilot stays in bounds. Flings it over to Woodson on a 2-on-3. Poked out from behind. It stays with the Warriors. Ball tipped up and over Woodson. A free open lane for the Gators and an easy right-hand finish for Talia Gardner. Armstrong pushes down inside. It's back out to Woodson. Moving that ball. Patterson looks for a third three, and she'll have it. Nothing but net. Jaden Patterson, 3 for 3 from the outside. 9 total points. Leading scorer for the Warriors. Anika Hornung right now the best defensive player that the Warriors have and asking for a substitution. But right now they kind of need her on the court. Armstrong up and down Hornung. She can do it defensively. She can do it offensively. Puts it right through, and now the Warriors only down by 2. Hornung still protecting that paint. Stands tall in the middle, forces the pass back to the outside. 15-foot jumper, baseline. Not going to hit. Hornung rebound, doing it all to start this second quarter. Pilot puts one up from 16 feet out. Hornung fighting for it. It stays with the Warriors. Richardson will take out Hornung. Marquez takes out Woodson. Armstrong tries to spin out of the double coverage. Pilot will have a wide open lane but can't finish. Richardson put back, not going to hit either. A series of unfortunate events that eventually leads to Armstrong missing everything, and then Richardson steps on the baseline trying to save it back into play. Pilot couldn't have asked for an easier shot but got too excited driving that middle lane. Alvarado trapped on the side, and she travels. Warriors with a chance to tie or take the lead. Armstrong to the middle, floats it up, too much muscle, gets her own miss. Now kicks it out, stolen by the Gators on the flashback pass. Alvarado calling over Gio Corris. Gio Corris is in the corner. Marquez cuts her off. Pilot playing defense on the wing. Gators having some trouble finding an open shot. 5 seconds to shoot. Alvarado is fouled by Lyric Richardson. Actually, they're going to call that on Jaden Patterson. With that foul, Alvarado. More free throws to the Gators. They're perfect so far. Alvarado has half of them. 5 for 5.
Back in for the Gators, number 21.
12 points for Alvarado. Half the points for the team. She'll be taken out for a breather. Pilot, Marquez, Patterson, Richardson, and Woodson are the five for the Warriors. Kaylin Harris will wait to come into play. Pilot, breeze by, got it with a foul. 3-point play to Taylor Pilot. 5 points on the day, body bump on the move. And the foul goes to Samaria Velasquez. Kaylin Harris is now in for Patterson. And Alvarado, the game's leading scorer, is on the bench for the Gators. Ball stripped away by Woodson. Gio Corris trying to stay with it and bring it back for the Gators. The Warriors able to bring it past half court. 25 on the shot clock. Marquez doesn't care about it. She'll take a three and cash in. Cookie Marquez, 6 points in the game. And the Warriors have their second lead of the day and the first lead since it was 1-0. Gators look for an answer. They find it. Talia Gardner. Pilot back to Woodson. Her three. Good again. Alexis Woodson from the outside. Woodson with 5 points. In that left side wing is on fire. Gio Corris pushing back. Two for two, not going to go. Woodson to Harris. Marquez from the opposite wing. She'll drive, push off Gio Corris. Pilots in that hot spot for the Warriors. Pilot drives, swatted at. Richardson, offensive board, put back with the left hand. Lyric Richardson coming off a 13-point game, gets her first bucket today, and the Warriors up by three, their largest lead of the game. Gators wanting to slow up after multiple fast breaks. Travel, send it back the Warriors' way. Hesitated too long, and that's what sends us to a break with the Warriors on top, 30-27, live from the Fitz.
The newest and most exciting entertainment center to hit Turlock in like forever. Ten Pin Fun Center. Here's what they got.
A game arcade.
Public and private bowling lanes.
Two-story laser tag stadium.
Restaurant and bar.
Party rooms and event packages for kids.
The Skybox private room for special events.
The beer garden with bocce ball and fire pit.
Call to book your next family or corporate event. 209-850-8500. Or visit them on the web at 10pinfun.com. 10 Pin Fun Center. 3700 Countryside Road. Turlock's newest and best entertainment venue.
Stanislaus State Warriors up by three over San Francisco State. A couple of subs will come into the game after the break as well. But the Warriors, they have their first lead since it was 1-0. They've held the lead for just over a minute. San Francisco State led by as much as eight between both the first and second quarters, but the Warriors have erased that in second quarter scoring. They've outscored the Gators 15-7. In the first 5.5 minutes. But a high-scoring affair so far here in Turlock. ...44% shooting in the game for Stanislaus, 32% for San Francisco State, falling apart in the second quarter. Woodson gets a screen from Richardson. Pick and roll. Harris, she'll attack the middle. She's cut off, finds Woodson, she'll drive. Three black jerseys are on her, it doesn't matter. Alexis Woodson has 7 points. Alvarado back in play for the Gators. She has 12 points in the game and she'll add to her assist category with the shot underneath by Imani Felix. Warriors up three. Woodson had the last basket. Woodson with 7 points. Pilots isolated on that left wing. There's been multiple threes made for the Warriors from that exact spot, but Pilot will go in, strip it away, and not going to do it. Pilot having a hard time in the paint. We have a foul on Lyric Richardson. Looked like a little obsessive use of the elbows by Kiara Johnson. But Richardson will pick up a foul. And Johnson will exit as well. Gators looking for anything open. Warriors not giving them anything. Hornung allows the drive by on the baseline, stopped by Woodson. Everyone doing exactly what they need to do as Pilot will push out to Marquez, one of those deadly three-point shooters. She'll find an open shot in the paint. Not enough. Two and a half to play in the first half. Warriors lead 32-29. Gators haven't put a string together in a couple of possessions. It's not going to start now either. Kalen Harris jumps on the ball. Pilot will be one on three. Just has to dribble it to the top and allow the rest of the players to get back. Harris dips down the shoulder. Blocking foul on Alvarado. That's going to be her first foul. Saw this the other day. The Warriors were driving baseline, and the defensive player fell first, which allowed the offensive player to fall because there was no backing behind it. And here, the official able to call this one correctly. Warriors stay with the ball as Alvarado only has one foul in the game. Woodson, three. She's on fire. Double-digit scoring for Alexis Woodson. 10 points in the first half. Harris fighting for it. Pilot as well. Warrior basketball. Last touch by Callie Myers. Alexis Woodson has her season high in points in the first half alone. She had 7 points against Eastern Oregon back on November 24th, but now has 10 points in the first two quarters of this game against San Francisco State. Here comes the attack. Count the basket and one more. Anika Hornung will pick up foul number two. And another three-point opportunity for the Gators. Alvarado, who just went out a moment ago, will come back in and take out Samaria Velasquez. He'll try to make a difference in the final minute of play, but we have the three-point play first from the Gators. Maya Blake, who picked up two fouls in the opening 2 minutes of play, will come in to finish off the second quarter. So it's Blake, Marquez, Woodson, Hornung, and Harris. 19 points split between the five currently on the court. 35 points total for Stanislaw, 32 for the Gators. As Marquez miss her mid-range jumper, look over at coach and say, that's my bad. Minimum of two possessions left in the half. Gators trying to make the most of it, but she steps on the baseline and gives it back over. Seven turnovers for San Francisco State. Here's Blake. Blake tracks down her miss. Harris, she'll attack. 1 second difference between shot and game clock. Kalen Harris banks it through, and an extra one's coming. Kalen Harris, first attempt of the day, able to put that one through. Warriors with a 5-point lead make it six after the 3-point play made by Harris. Asha Walker comes in for the Warriors. Oh, it's Harris, Walker, Pilot, Woodson, and Hornung. Meanwhile, the Gators, all that matters right now is that Alvarado is on the court. She has 12 of the team's 32. Pass deflected by Woodson, kept alive in the corner. 3 seconds to get the final shot off. Alvarado to end the half, doesn't do it. The Warriors come back from an 8-point deficit and send it to the half up by six. We'll have Coach Wayman come over in just a moment. We'll ask him a couple of questions about that first half. The San Francisco State Gators gave up that 8-point lead. Coach Wayman, you have to be happy with the way the team played in that first half. Alexis Woodson has a season-high 10 points. She had seven just last week. but now she has 10 points in the first half alone coming off the bench. What do you have to say?
You know, had a great meeting with her before the game to make sure we were on the same page. I needed to do a better job communicating with Alexis. Had a great meeting with her, and we've got a great culture. She's come ready to play. We've got a wonderful group of young women, and she's made an impact on this game.
You overcome an 8-point deficit from the first quarter. Then Maya Blake, who is a San Francisco State transfer, gets two early fouls. How do you overcome those struggles from the starters, in which you would hope they would be out there for the first five or so minutes?
It's always an emotional game when you're playing against your own team, your old coach. And she was pressing a little bit. It was evident. And, you know, she centered herself. She picked up two quick fouls. And this is a team game. It's not Maya Blake against SF State. It's Stanislaus against SF State. And we recentered ourselves as a team, and we played some beautiful basketball, especially in that second quarter. And it's putting us in a very good position.
And one last question, 3-point shooting, 6 of 7. What do you have to say about that? It's impressive.
Well, it's a product of quality passing and great shots. I think all 7 of our threes have been great, wide open looks. Actually, I take that back. Joya rushed hers, and that's the one that didn't fall. So we've gotten ourselves some great opportunities, and when you get great opportunities, you have the best opportunity to shoot a high percentage.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Coach Wayman. Good luck in the second half. Warriors
Thank
up
you.
By 6 over San Francisco State, trying to close out this week with a win at home and go 2-0 in conference play. 38.
All sports fans know a trustworthy defense is the key to any winning formula. When unplanned medical needs threaten your winning game plan, you want to make sure you have an MVP-level defense in place. Crivelli's Insurance has been in the game for over 25 years, now offering Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplemental insurance options in addition to all your comprehensive insurance needs. The team at Crivelli's Insurance provides undivided attention and individualized assistance to every client. Contact us today at 209-668-3319 or visit us on the web at CrivelliInsurance.com. Crivelli's Insurance, so you can have peace of mind knowing you have the best coverage in the league.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Feeling sore, out of sorts, or just need a boost? Head on over to the Recovery Lab to start the recharge process. The Recovery Lab provides sauna, ice baths, Normatrek compression sleeves, Mark Pro pulsation, as well as one-on-one massage therapy sessions. Try the cryotherapy chamber to help you get a reset for your week to come. Open daily at 330 Crane Avenue in downtown Turlock, Susie Delgado and her staff provide a friendly experience for everyone, regardless of your age or athletic prowess. You can book an appointment online at kwrecoverylab.com or give them a call at 209-250-2555. Recovery Lab in Turlock, helping you recover as hard as you train.
Stanislaus State Women Warrior Basketball leading San Francisco State Gators 38-32 through 20 minutes of play. The Warriors were down by 5 at the end of the first quarter, but outscored the Gators 23-12 in the second, which gives them that 6-point lead. Shooting through the game so far, the Warriors have shot 41% from the field, 87.5% from outside at the half. I mentioned the Warriors were 6 of 7. That's wrong. They're actually 7 of 8, and the only miss came from Joya Armstrong. That outside shooting is big. San Francisco State are 11 of 11 at the free throw line, but what's better than 1 point? 2 points. What's better than twos? Threes. And the Stanislaus State Warriors being 7 of 8 from outside is just unbelievable, and that's led to them being up by 6 points currently. Right now, the leading scorer for the Warriors is Alexis Woodson, who has 10 points. That is her season high. She had 7 points last week against Eastern Oregon, but she was able to put 10 points together. 4 of 4 from the field, 2 of 2 from outside. Also, along with that, 3 rebounds. And then behind her is 9 points from Jaden Patterson, who is 3 from 3 from the outside. 8 points for Cookie Marquez, 1 from the outside, 3 of 6 from the field. And then when we look at San Francisco State, they have the leading scorer in the game with 12 points from Alexandra Alvarado. She's tried 3 shots from the outside, hasn't hit any of them. In fact, the only one that's been able to hit from the outside for the Gators is Talia Gardner, who is 1 of 2, and the entire team is 1 of 6. Yes, they get to the free throw line. They've been there quite a bit, and the foul trouble could come into play later in the fourth quarter for the Warriors. But right now, those free throws not giving them the lead, but it will be a factor in this game. 12 points to Alexandra Alvarado, 7 points to Amani Felix, 5 points to Talia Gardner, 4 points to Samaria Velasquez, and then 2 points to Kali Myers and Ayana Asi as well. 8 turnovers for San Francisco State in the game. They average 14 turnovers per game, but Stanislaus has forced more than 20 turnovers in the last 2 meetings that they've been in. Here, not necessarily the case, but going over that average to San Francisco, and then only 9 turnovers for Stanislaus. And one big thing that we always look at is the amount of points that each team gets off of turnovers. And, well, they're tied. 11 points off of turnovers for San Francisco and for Stanislaus. 12 points in the paint for Stanislaus and 18 bench points. San Francisco has only scored 2 points off of their bench, which is huge. And those 2 points came from Asi. Everyone else, it has to be the starters to score. So Stanislaus, when they see those bench players come in, then they know that it's time to attack and make sure that they're not going to score when they have those secondaries in. 18 points off the bench out of the 38, which is nearly half of the points for Stanislaus. We'll be back with CCAA scores from around the state in just a couple moments. Stay tuned to Stanislaus State Woman Warrior Basketball on Blue Chips Broadcasting in conjunction with the CCAA.
Tired of paying high prices for sports and fitness equipment? Check out Play It Again Sports for top-tier gear at lower prices, where you can find new and quality used equipment for all your sports and fitness needs. Located at 2720 McHenry Avenue in Modesto, Play It Again Sports is owned and operated by former Stan State baseball alum Jack Large. Jack and his staff provide a customer experience that is second to none. Looking to trade in or trade up your sports and fitness gear? Jack is always looking to buy quality used equipment to recycle to the next generation and will offer you cash on the spot. The store is open 7 days a week and can be reached by phone at 209-521-4664. Play It Again Sports in Modesto, where we buy and sell quality sports equipment so you can save more and play more.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going, working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
San Francisco State down by 6 to the Stanislaus State Warriors at the Fitz. Warriors a strong showing from beyond the arc, 7 of 8 from the outside. The only miss came from Joya Armstrong. Coach Wayman at the half said that she kind of rushed her attempt, and that's the only reason why we have one miss in that category. But with the Warriors leading 38-32, we look at other CCAA games for today. East Bay at Monterey Bay. Monterey Bay leading by 10 halfway through the second quarter, 30-20. Dominguez Hills down by 9 to San Marcos, 37-28 in the final 2 minutes of the second quarter. And then Pomona at Chico State. Pomona up by 1, 41-40 at the half. CSU LA at Sonoma tied at 29 apiece with 2.5 to play in the second quarter. And once again, Stanislaus State 38, San Francisco 32, with just 20 minutes left to play. We'll be back with second half action in just 3 minutes right here on Blue Chips Broadcasting and the CCAA Network.
Looking for something to do, places to go, and things to see in the Turlock area? Turlock Direct magazine features local companies, advertises fantastic events, and contains coupons of all kinds. If you live in the Turlock Denier area, a Turlock Direct magazine lands in your mailbox. Look for your copy every month. Interested in advertising to 30,000 addresses? Check out their website at turlockdirect.com or call Jamie at 675-7636. Turlock Direct magazine. Every mailbox, every month.
Feeling sore, out of sorts, or just need a boost? Head on over to the Recovery Lab to start the recharge process. The Recovery Lab provides sauna, ice baths, Normatrek compression sleeves, Mark Pro pulsation, as well as one-on-one massage therapy sessions. Try the cryotherapy chamber to help you get a reset for your week to come. Open daily at 330 Crane Avenue in downtown Turlock, Susie Delgado and her staff provide a friendly experience for everyone, regardless of your age or athletic prowess. You can book an appointment online at kwrecoverylab.com or give them a call at 209-250-2555. Recovery Lab in Turlock, helping you recover as hard as you train.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Stanislaus State Warriors lead by 6, 38-32 to the San Francisco State Gators. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores, and it's been a battle between free throws and three-point shooting. San Francisco State has been to the line 11 times. They've hit all 11 attempts. Alexandra Alvarado has been there 6 times just by herself, and she's the team's leading scorer and the game's leading scorer with 12 total points. But when we look over at Stanislaus, they've only been to the free throw line 6 times. They're 50%. Maya Blake, Cookie Marquez, Taylor Pilot, and Kaylin Harris are the only ones who have been there. And Kaylin Harris is the only one that's 100% from that line. But the three-point line is even more important, as the Warriors are 7 of 8. Only miss came from Joya Armstrong, but the team working very well together, spreading the ball. Alexis Woodson with 10 points, Cookie Marquez with 8, 9 points to Jaden Patterson, 5 points Taylor Pilot, and a couple other players sprinkled in throughout there as well. Just moving that ball around, not focusing on one player. We thought maybe Maya Blake would be the main focus in this game, as she is a San Francisco State transfer. But the coaches, the teams, they said, hey, anything they give you, you can have. But don't force it just because it's your former team. Continue to play the game. It's a team game. And Coach Wayman told us at the half, too, it's not Maya Blake versus San Francisco. It's Stanislaus versus San Francisco. Warriors will start with the ball out of the half.
Warriors have possession.
Cookie Marquez, Maya Blake, Joya Armstrong, Lyric Richardson, Jaden Patterson, the five to start the second half. Double dribble on Cookie Marquez. An immediate turnover to start the second half. It's the 10th turnover on Stanislaw. Maya Blake missed most of the first half due to fouls, as the Gators will start off the second half with a Talia Gardner three. Actually counted for a deep. Nope, they will count it for three, so the Warriors look for some sort of answer. Richardson throws it high off the backboard, comes off clean of whistles. Alvarado attacks, gives it up. Talia Gardner, two straight baskets to start the second half. Gardner now with 10 points, five of those in the second half. Seven seconds to shoot for the Warriors. Armstrong from 5 feet out comes up short. Callie Myers steps out of bounds. Alexis Woodson will make her return. 10 points in that first half. Marquez steps into a three. Only the second miss from outside by the Warriors. Woodson turns and shoots. Adds two more. Alexis Woodson continues her scoring streak. 12 points in the game for Alexis Woodson.
Inside. Ball pressure.
Warriors up three.
Get it.
Alvarado open for three. Woodson pulls down the board. Blake, her three. Answers. Maya Blake. First made basket from the field for Maya Blake, attacking her former Gator team. Armstrong backing down, puts it off the glass and back in for two. That's Joya's first 2 points in the game. All five players on the court currently for the Warriors have a score. An acrobatic shot by Imani Felix. Run that one nearly behind her back. Patterson, her three. 4 for 4 from the outside. Jaden Patterson now has 12. Jaden Patterson and Alexis Woodson, 12 points apiece, combining for 24 of the team's 48 points. Those two players alone, 50% of the Warriors' offense. Offensive foul. Alexis Woodson extending that arm. That is her second personal.
Warriors foul number 14. Alexis Woodson, that is her second personal. First team foul in the quarter.
Yeah, 48-41, Stanislaw leading by 7. Maya Blake taken out. Taylor Powlett replaces her on the court. And then we have a strong bucket there by Kiara Johnson. Armstrong against Johnson. off the reverse. Joy Armstrong, 4 points in the second half. Warriors continuing with their scoring. Corner three. Gators the other end connects on their third deep ball, second in the half. Talia Gardner has all three. Armstrong lost the handle. She's still down. The Gators go for the fast break. Marquez swats at it. Enough pressure for Gardner to miss. Pilot down the lane. Clean of whistles. And off the Gators in the end. Marquez standing under the basket. Patterson steps inside, short on her 17-footer. Gio Corris gives it over. Gators will run their offense again, and Coach Wayman pleading for a stop defensively. Alvarado pass inside, turns and shoots, and got the bounce. Gators continue. Bucket after bucket for Talia Gardner, who now has 15 points. 9 of which have come from the outside. Armstrong from 8 feet out. Joya Armstrong, 6 points in the opening 5.5 minutes of the third quarter, and that takes us to a break with Stanislaw leading by 4.
Tired of paying high prices for sports and fitness equipment? Check out Play It Again Sports for top-tier gear at lower prices, where you can find new and quality used equipment for all your sports and fitness needs. Located at 2720 McHenry Avenue in Modesto, Play It Again Sports is owned and operated by former Stan State baseball alum Jack Large. Jack and his staff provide a customer experience that is second to none. Looking to trade in or trade up your sports and fitness gear? Jack is always looking to buy quality used equipment to recycle to the next generation and will offer you cash on the spot. The store is open 7 days a week and can be reached by phone at 209-521-4664. Play It Again Sports in Modesto, where we buy and sell quality sports equipment so you can save more and play more.
Stanislaw State Warriors up 4 over the San Francisco State Gators. At the half, it was 38-32, and we have a lot of scoring happening early on in the third quarter. 16-14, San Francisco outscoring this third quarter just by 2 points. But when we look at the second quarter, San Francisco State had only put up 12 points in 10 minutes. They put up 16 in just 5.5. In the fourth quarter, when you break it down for both teams, they allow the most points and they score the most points in that fourth quarter. So it's going to come down to that fourth quarter play and what the final 10 minutes can bring us. And the Warriors have kept the lead for most of the game. San Francisco State still leads in time with the lead, but the Warriors have had it for the time that matters most, which is the second quarter heading into the half and currently. Armstrong, two-step inside, attacked and fouled. That foul goes on Kiara Johnson. We have two more Gator substitutions. We see the return of Imani Felix and Samaria Velasquez. We'll take another break. Warriors up 4.
Oh, these are great seats, guys. It's warmer than I thought today, though. Let me take my jacket off.
Hey, Dad, check it out. You're on the Jumbotron. Wait a minute. What are you wearing? Does that say, I love cats?
It was the only shirt I could find in the right color.
Dad, you should have gone to Crivelli's.
Come on down to Crivelli's Shirts and More, located at 310 East Main Street in downtown Turlock. They have the largest selection of local fan gear in the area and create custom shirts to order. They also do letterman jackets for all the local schools. Crivelli's now has the second location for even larger orders at 2485 Acme Court in Turlock. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You can stop by or give them a call at 209-668-4127. Don't get caught without your gear.
Oh, man, Reg, you're never going to live this down.
Stanislaus State Warriors up by 4, 52-48. A quick timeout after we just had our media break. When breaking down the scores a little bit further for the Warriors, through their 52 points, they've only had one player on the court that hasn't scored, and that was Asha Walker. She was only out there for 18 seconds. But Kaylin Harris has 3 points. Anika Hornung has 2, doing a lot of work defensively. Alexis Woodson, 12 points, along with Jaden Patterson, who's 4 for 4 from the outside. But every player for the Warriors getting a share of that ball, except for Asha Walker, by 18 seconds. You can definitely understand why she may not have points. Now, here's Joya Armstrong after being fouled 2 free throws. Joya 2 for 2 at the free throw line on the season. Joya Armstrong, 65% at the line, has been there for a total of 25 times. Steal taken away by the duo of Pilot and Blake. Then Blake tried to force it across court.
Help, help, help!
Here's the attack. Baseline, Hornung caught her on the hip. In the third quarter, San Francisco State, 70% shooting, 7 of 10 from the field, 2 of 3 from the outside. Most of it has come from Talia Garner, who has now become the front runner in scoring with 15 points in the game. Hornung calling for it down low. Blake will kick it to the corner. Woodson, pump fake, kick out. Pilot, Pilot drive back to Hornung. Bounce pass, bounces off her leg, and Pilot steps out. San Francisco State head coach Natasha Smith asking about the kick ball, but official using the right call, saying it wasn't on purpose. For it to be a kick ball, you have to be purposefully going to stop that ball or kick that ball with your leg. Hornung stops the baseline again. Pass up to Pilot. Now it's Blake with the defense behind her. Swatted at, finishing. Maya Blake, 6 points. Done a great job when she's been on the court after picking up those 2 fouls early in the first quarter and able to stay away from foul trouble. Ten seconds to shoot for the Gators. Steps inside for Alvarado, comes up short on her mid-range attempt. The Warriors have a chance to take their largest lead of the game. Armstrong will miss a 15-footer, kept alive. And now the defense will try to race back, beat out the ball. Garner from the left wing. Now the swing to the outside. 3 out, 2 in. 10 seconds to shoot. Defense standing again for the Warriors. Blocked by Hornung. Anika Hornung stripping that one away. Hornung has 4 blocked shots. Alvarado's fouled by Blake on the other side. And Alvarado will have 14 points now, a chance to make it 15. Three-point play for Alvarado. She'll exit, and back in play is Perseus Giocoris. Warriors up 5 with 90 seconds left in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, the way these two teams have played through the season in the fourth quarter can lead to something big, as Annika Hornung making a statement in this game. She now has 4 points, but she also has 4 blocked shots. Another missed 3 for the Gators. They're 3 of 10 from the outside. And this one able to bank through Amani Felix. First attempt from the outside, able to go 1 for 1 from 3. Final minute in the third, Pilot. Now it's Armstrong, body bump, fouled, and more free throws. Ayane Asiasi back in play for the Gators, and Alvarado doesn't need a long rest, right back in after being sat for only 30 seconds. Armstrong, 1 of 2 at the line, and here comes Kaylin Harris back in play. She has 3 points in the game. She'll have Armstrong go to the bench. And now going with a small lineup, the Warriors, Patterson, Pilot, Harris, Hornung, and Woodson. Alvarado, 3 on the way, looks good, short. Shot clock has been turned off, and we have a foul on Asiasi. Third foul in the third quarter on San Francisco. Cookie Marquez will take out Hornung for the final 24 seconds. Add another shooter into the availability. Coach Wayman tells the team he wants the last shot. We'll see if they can hold off for it. Up by 5. Can put the Warriors into the 60s. 10 seconds left. 5 seconds to shoot. Pilot. It's Marquez taking the final shot, and as the buzzer sounds, Cookie Marquez throws it through, and the Warriors up by 8. Marquez has 9. Warriors alone in the 60s. Gators left behind in the 50s. 62-54. And we have the fourth quarter separating a 2-0 Warriors CCAA team.
Oh, these are great seats, guys. It's warmer than I thought today, though. Let me take my jacket off.
Hey, Dad, check it out. You're on the Jumbotron. Wait a minute. What are you wearing? Does that say, I love cats?
It was the only shirt I could find in the right color.
Dad, you should have gone to Crivelli's.
Come on down to Crivelli's Shirts and More, located at 310 East Main Street in downtown Turlock. They have the largest selection of local fan gear in the area and create custom shirts to order. They also do letterman jackets for all the local schools. Crivelli's now has the second location for even larger orders at 2485 Acme Court in Turlock. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You can stop by or give them a call at 209-668-4127. Don't get caught without your gear.
Reg loves cats. Reg loves cats.
Oh man, Reg, you're never gonna live this down.
Stanislaus State Warriors up by 8 at the end of 3 quarters, trying to hold off the fourth quarter. And well, Stanislaus, they score the most points in the fourth quarter on average through the season, but at the same time, they give up the most points, and it is the only quarter that the Warriors allow their opponents to outscore them. on average. And we saw San Francisco State outscore Stanislaus by 5 in the first quarter, hoping not to have that be replicated again in this. And for San Francisco, they score more in the fourth quarter and allow more in the fourth quarter, and it's the same for them. It's the only quarter that they allow their opponents to outscore them. So this fourth quarter, 10 minutes, it could be a long one, but with the Warriors up by 8 after that Cookie Marquez 3 to end the third quarter, we're in for a treat. Warriors with it to start the fourth.
Trevin!
Alvarado lost the handle, comes clean to Velasquez.
Help! Driver!
Coach Wayman out of his seat, yelling at the defense to make the stop, and we have a blocking foul on Patterson. That's foul number 3. If it comes down to a free throw battle, San Francisco State has been to the free throw line 12 times, but they only had one free throw in the third quarter. And for the Warriors, they've been to the line 10 times, and they're 60%. Foul goes on Harris. Shot from the outside, won't go, and couldn't stay in bounds. Pilot and the Warriors will take over. For the fourth quarter, Jaden Patterson, Taylor Pilot, Alexis Woodson, Anika Hornung, and Kalen Harris. Harris got the defense to jump, leads Patterson to an open three, and that is Patterson's first miss outside the arc today. She was 4 of 4 before that. With the alternating possession, Warriors stay with it. Underneath the basket to score on. Pilot gets the inbound from Patterson. Patterson heads to the corner, pushes Harris to the top. Pilot is fouled, and we have free throws. It's the first foul on San Francisco State in the fourth quarter. The Warriors already have 2. Pilot goes 1 of 2 at the line. She now has 6 points in the game. Warriors bench, 24 points, showing up for the second straight game. Imani Felix picks up a foul for the Gators. And 4 early fouls, just 90 seconds in, 2 fouls on each team. We know that the Gators are heavy at the free throw line. They are 12 for 12 today, and in their last game had 33 points from the free throw line on 42 attempts. So we know that they can hit from the free throw line, but the Warriors don't want to put them there. Velasquez will tie up with another jump ball. We had some fans behind us calling for the travel. We had Coach Wayman calling for the travel. Asiasi to the corner. Shot won't go for Gardner, and it'll stay with the Gators. Talia Gardner, 6 of 12 from the field, 3 of 5 from the outside. The only other player to hit a deep ball for the Gators is Imani Felix, who's 1 of 1 from around the arc. Gators blasted over the top. Alexis Woodson with a full head of steam, swatted out from behind, but it doesn't matter. Alexis Woodson with 14 points, tying her career high for points in one game. Another jump ball. Warriors will get it back. Now up by 11, which is the largest lead in the game. Here's Pilot. Wraparound pass, able to be saved by Harris in front of the Warrior bench. Woodson up and down to Hornung. Triple teamed, glides through it, but couldn't connect. Ball's deflected again, and we have another foul. It's on Gardner. That's her second, the team's third in the fourth quarter, and the Warriors will move forward with an 11-point lead. Harris back to the middle, finds the dish underneath. Lyric Richardson re-enters the game and scores immediately. Stanislaw up 13. Timeout San Francisco. The Warriors have held them off long enough. Warriors up 67-54 in the fourth.
All sports fans know a trustworthy defense is the key to any winning formula. When unplanned medical needs threaten your winning game plan, you want to make sure you have an MVP-level defense in place. Crivelli's Insurance has been in the game for over 25 years, now offering Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplemental insurance options in addition to all your comprehensive insurance needs. The team at Crivelli's Insurance provides undivided attention and individualized assistance to every client. Contact us today at 209-668-3319 or visit us on the web at CrivelliInsurance.com. Crivelli's Insurance, so you can have peace of mind knowing you have the best coverage in the league.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Warriors up 13 with 6.5 minutes to play. The Gators trying to make the comeback, but their offense not working as they throw it away again. That is the 15th turnover by San Francisco State. Right now, Stanislaw outscoring the Gators in the fourth quarter, 5-0. Pilot, Patterson, Harris, Woodson, and Richardson are the five for the Warriors as Pilot will pick up only her first foul. Baseline against Harris, cut off by Richardson. On the outside, Alvarado still can't hit that three she's been looking for. That's her seventh miss from outside. Woodson dribbling through the middle. Here's Pilot now. Richardson got the miss, and it will stay with the Warriors. Last touched off the baseline by Callie Myers. Marquez up and down to Woodson. Turn, shoots. Marquez right back with it, up and down for two. Cookie Marquez enters double-digit scoring with 11 points. She is the third Warrior to have more than 10 points in this game. San Francisco already has three with two players scoring 15 points apiece. Alvarado, she's one of them. She'll add to her total, 17 points for her. Maya Blake back in play for the Warriors. Harris driving. Couple more substitutions for the Gators. Ten-footer over Armstrong. Second made basket for San Francisco in the fourth quarter. Maya Blake, her three. Good! Throws the dart, gets the bullseye. Maya Blake, her second made three of the game. She's two for two outside the arc. Gio Corris to Alvarado. She wants to answer. Can't pick up the phone. Armstrong now to Marquez. Two on three, fast break. Harris calling for it, but the defense was too close. Marquez, drive and kick. Woodson, travel. Gardner, another three. Talia Gardner, that's her fourth made from the outside. Stanislaw only up by 11. Blake will force it through, and then Hornung will be fouled. Hornung goes two for two at the line, and here comes back Asi. Stanislaw keeping that 13-point lead. Only 3 minutes, 20 seconds to go. The Gators need to start working their offense quickly as Alvarado glides through the middle and got it to bounce through. San Francisco is going to call a timeout. Warriors now up by 11.
All sports fans know a trustworthy defense is the key to any winning formula. When unplanned medical needs threaten your winning game plan, you want to make sure you have an MVP-level defense in place. Crivelli's Insurance has been in the game for over 25 years, now offering Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplemental insurance options in addition to all your comprehensive insurance needs. The team at Crivelli's Insurance provides undivided attention and individualized assistance to every client. Contact us today at 209-668-3319 or visit us on the web at CrivelliInsurance.com. Crivelli's Insurance, so you can have peace of mind knowing you have the best coverage in the league.
Stanislaus State Warriors 74 to the San Francisco State Gators 63. Just over 3 minutes to play. The Warriors have hit 11 of their three-point shots out of the 14 attempted. Meanwhile, San Francisco State, they've only been kept to one free throw in the second half. They had 11 made for 11 attempts in the first half. They've only been kept to one, and that's cut down what they thought could be an easy second half, but the Warriors have kept their hands to themselves, not allowing the Gators to get to the free throw line. And then meanwhile, on the other end, the Warriors' offense still clicking play after play. Despite having a couple of misses, you know you're not going to be perfect from the field, but you can sure try your best as Gio Corris tries making a statement for the Gators. She connects from the corner. That's her first made basket of the game, and it just comes at the perfect time. 2.5 minutes, the Warriors need to tick down this clock. Only a couple more possessions if they fulfill each and every possession's 30-second clock. Bornung sets the high screen. Warriors have taken 20 seconds off the clock, and then it's tied up for the jump. Maya Blake back in for the Warriors. She has Pilot, Hornung, Marquez, and Armstrong with her. The final 2 minutes of play. Here's the three from the outside. Can't hit. Marquez fights for the board and got it. Leading pass to Armstrong. Armstrong, offensive foul. The second foul on Joya Armstrong and the team's fourth foul. Coach Wayman telling Joya that don't need to move that ball that fast. They're up. Don't need to possibly force turnovers like they just did. Alvarado floats it. Hits the bottom of the backboard. This is loose for everyone, and they're going to say it's a kick ball against the Gators. Full court press from the Gators. Pilot, the catalyst, finds Blake. 10 seconds to get across. Blake's left alone with Samaria Velasquez. She's able to move it past half court. Pilot moving that ball. Hornung allowing Blake to make a move. 5 seconds to shoot. Hornung collides. Offensive foul. Hornung goes body to body with Imani Felix, and that's the fifth foul on the Warriors, which means any defensive foul from this point on, San Francisco will be shooting. Stanislaus has a comfortable lead of 8 with just over a minute left. The Gators haven't been perfect from the outside. In fact, they've only hit 5 of 17 shots for 29%. But if now's the time to hit those shots, it is now. But they turn it over. High pass slips out of the hands of Gardner. Coach Wayman telling the Warriors he wants a shot clock violation. Doesn't even want a shot at the very end. Just hold the ball, get it across half court, and now just hold it for 30 seconds. All the way down, as much time as possible. Asiasi against Pilot. And now the Gators purposely fouling in the final 44 seconds. That's the fifth foul on the team. And with that, Talia Gardner picks up her second total foul. Pilot misses both, and the Gators want to talk about the final 43 seconds. Stanislaw up by 8, looking for their second conference win in the week.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, by Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Looking for something to do, places to go, and things to see in the Turlock area? Turlock Direct Magazine features local companies, advertises fantastic events, and contains coupons of all kinds. If you live in the Turlock Denier area, a Turlock Direct Magazine lands in your mailbox. Look for your copy every month. Interested in advertising to 30,000 addresses? Check out their website at turlockdirect.com or call Jamie at 675-7636. Turlock Direct Magazine. Every mailbox, every month.
43 seconds separating another conference victory. Both of these teams won their first matchup, Stanislaus against Cal State East Bay and San Francisco against Cal State Monterey Bay. So San Francisco wanting to get this win if they can. The corner three will be connected with Samaria Velasquez. Makes it a five-point game. 34 seconds left. Cookie Marquez has been made aware that she wants to have the ball in her hand just in case they foul for free throws. Marquez does get it, and they're going to foul her. So Marquez will have two free throws. Marquez, one of two at the line. Six-point game. Two threes can get the Gators back in it, not unless the Warriors have something to say about it.
Looking for something to do, places to go, and things to see in the Turlock area? Turlock Direct Magazine features local companies, advertises fantastic events, and contains coupons of all kinds. If you live in the Turlock Denier area, a Turlock Direct Magazine lands in your mailbox. Look for your copy every month. Interested in advertising to 30,000 addresses? Check out their website at turlockdirect.com or call Jamie at 675-7636. Turlock Direct Magazine. Every mailbox, every month.
San Francisco hits a three from the corner, then foul Cookie Marquez, who goes one of two at the free throw line. Stanislaw leads by six. Gators currently ball in hand, looking to make the comeback in the final 33 seconds. Time's ticking down. Gators put up another one, back within three. Marquez will be fouled, heading back to the free throw line, but San Francisco State The shots fall when it matters most. Stanislaw, 11 of 14 from the outside. San Francisco was 5 of 17, and they've hit the last two to go 7 of 19 and make this one big fourth quarter. Kalen Harris be set to come back in for the Warriors. Armstrong, Hornung, Woodson down on the other end of the court. Pilot helping Marquez, and Marquez will be taken out as she only goes one of two at the free throw line for the second straight time. Warriors up four. 20 seconds and counting. No shot clock. Alvarado, deep three, no. The fight for it. Hornung's right back underneath. She'll be fouled. Annika Hornung, two straight games where the rebounds make a true difference. Hornung can't complete her first free throw. 13.7 seconds. Warriors up four. Now up by five. Impossible for the Gators to have 5 points in one possession. 10 seconds left. Gators need to get the ball out now. It's the corner. Armstrong cuts her off. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Alvarado throws it up again, misses, and the Warriors go 2-0 to start conference play with a 5-point win, 77-72. We'll have our player of the game coming up in just a couple of minutes. The Warriors start out conference play 2-0, and San Francisco falls down to 1-1 in conference play, 2-4 overall.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Stanislaus State Women Warrior Basketball, another victory, and we have our player of the game, Alexis Woodson.
Hi.
First of all, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
And second of all, 14 points, 6 of 7 from the field, 2 of 2 from the outside, and you tied your career high in points.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel great. I feel so excited. I feel like I've been waiting for this game.
You came off the bench, scored 10 points in the first half. What made this game different?
I just had a different mindset coming in. I was hungry. I've been waiting for my opportunity, and coach put me in the right time, and I just took advantage of that.
And now you tie your career high in points, but on the season, you beat your season high in points and rebounds and field goals made and threes made, and then you tie your steals in a game as well.
Uh-huh.
How do you go from having these in different games and then you just put it all together in just 40 minutes?
I got my mind right. I got locked in. I put in the work. And I just played carefree. I just played my, I was just my real authentic self.
And now this is the fourth win at home for the Warrior team.
Yep.
We had Maya Blake, Cookie Marquez over mm-hmm. here. And I always ask them, what is it going to be like in conference play?
Yeah.
And then we had on Thursday a victory as well against Cal State East Bay.
Mm-hmm.
They said the conference isn't ready for us.
Yeah.
Now you're 2-0.
Yeah.
What do you have to say to conference moving forward?
Don't count us out. Do not count us out. We're coming, we're hungry, and we want to take what's ours.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Sure the conference will know soon enough.
Yes, I hope so. We coming.
Stanislaw you. With another victory. Alexis Woodson, our player of the game.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Button. Oh, these are great seats, guys. It's warmer than I thought today, though. Let me take my jacket off.
Hey, Dad, check it out. You're on the Jumbotron. Wait a minute. What are you wearing? Does that say, I love cats?
It was the only shirt I could find in the right color.
Dad, you should have gone to Crivelli's.
Come on down to Crivelli's Shirts and More, located at 310 East Main Street in downtown Turlock. They have the largest selection of local fan gear in the area and create custom shirts to order. They also do letterman jackets for all the local schools. Crivelli's now has the second location for even larger orders at 2485 Acme Court in Turlock. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You can stop by or give them a call at 209-668-4127. Don't get caught without your gear.
Reg loves cats. Reg loves cats.
Oh, man, Reg, you're never going to live this down.
Stanislaw State Woman Warrior victory, 5 points, 77-72 against San Francisco State University. Other scores around the CCAA, we have East Bay at Monterey Bay. Monterey Bay right now leading 63-47 in the fourth quarter. Dominguez Hills down by 12 to San Marcos with just over 2 minutes left in the fourth. Pomona at Chico, a 5-point game with less than 30 seconds. You can watch that live or on demand at the CCAA Network. And then CSU LA at Sonoma, 74-58 with just over 2 minutes left to play. And then San Bernardino at Humboldt will tip off at 5:30. And with that, looking back at this game, Alexis Woodson was our player of the game, the leading scorer for the Warriors with 14 points. Lily Marquez had 13. Jaden Patterson had 12, and she was 4 of 5 from the outside, only missing one deep shot in the game. And the three-point shooting, 11 of 15 in the game for Stanislaw, pushes them forward to a 6-4 record, 2-0 in conference. Then for San Francisco State, they had Alexandra Alvarado was their leading scorer, 19 points. Talia Gardner had 18 with 50% from the three-point line for 4 of 8. She was the only one who made multiple three-point attempts. There was only 8 made through the team. And then with that, they had 17 turnovers. They averaged 14 per game, but the Warrior defense was too much for them, taking that ball away in exactly when they needed it. Stanislaw was outscored in the fourth quarter only by 3 points, but it wasn't enough to take them down. The Warriors will move on to a 6-4 record. Coming up next on Blue Chips Broadcasting and the CCAA Network from Turlock at the Fitz, the men's teams will face off San Francisco State Gators and the Stanislaw State Warriors. Until next time, for Women Warrior Basketball, I've been the voice of choice, Levi Flores, and the rest of our crew. See you next time.
The newest and most exciting entertainment center to hit Turlock in like forever. 10 Pen Fun Center. Here's what they got.
A game arcade. Public and private bowling lanes.
Two-story laser tag stadium.
Restaurant bar.
Party rooms and event packages
for kids. Skybox.
Be sure to visit the archive page for past games. And thank you again for listening to the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network.